नमो वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद्भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट 24
Laho,
laho,
nabhito,
nabhito,
jagye,
jagye,
kulasyaha,
kulasyaha,
charnayor,
charnayor,
rishihi,
rishihi,
tangida,
tangida,
rukkato,
rukkato,
akshano,
akshano,
atrir,
atrir,
marichir,
marichir,
manaso,
manaso,
abhavat,
abhavat,
Kulaho na pito jagye,
Kulaho na pito jagye,
Kulasya karnayor rishihi,
Kulasya karnayor rishihi,
Angira mukhatokshan, mukhatokshno trir,
Angira mukhatokshno trir,
Harichir manaso bhavat,
Harichir manaso bhavat,
Kulaho na pito jagye,
Kulaho na pito jagye,
Kulasya karnayor rishihi,
Kulasya karnayor rishihi,
Angira mukhatokshno trir,
Angira mukhatokshno trir,
Harichir manaso bhavat,
Harichir manaso bhavat,
Kulaho na pito jagye,
Kulaho na pito jagye,
Kulasya karnayor rishihi, Angira mukhatokshno trir,
Angira mukhatoksho trir,
Harichir manaso bhavat,
Kulaho na pito jagye,
Kulasya karnayor rishihi,
Angira mukhatoksho trir,
Harichir manaso bhavat,
Kulaho na pito jagye, Kulasya karnayor rishihi, Angira mukhatokshno trir,
Harichir manaso bhavat,
Kulaha,
the
sage Kulaha,
Nabhitaha,
from the navel,
jagye,
generated. Kulasya, the sage Kulasya,
Karneyo,
from the ears, Vishihi,
the great sage,
Angira,
the
sage Angira,
Mukhataha,
from the mouth,
Akshnaha,
from the eyes, Atrihi,
the
sage Atri.
Sage Adri Marichi,
the sage Marichi,
Manasaha,
from the mind,
Abhavat,
appeared. Kulasya was generated from the ears, Angira from the mouth, Atri from the eyes, Marichi from the mind, and Kulaha from the navel of Brahma.
Parmastana dakshinato yatra narayana swayam adharma krishtato yasman vidyurloka bayankaraha.
Religion was manifested from the breast of Brahma, wherein is seated the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, and irreligion appeared from his back, where a horrible death takes place for the living entity. Purport. That religion was manifested from the place where the personality of Godhead is personally situated is very significant, because religion means devotional service to the personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita as well as the Bhagavatam. In Bhagavad Gita, the last instruction is to give up all other engagements in the name of religion, and take shelter of the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms that the highest perfection of religion is that which leads to the devotional service of the Lord, unmotivated, and unhampered by material impediments. Religion in its perfect form is the devotional service of the Lord, and irreligion is just the opposite. The heart is the most important part of the body, whereas the back is the most neglected part. When one is attacked by an enemy, one is apt to endure attacks from the back and protect himself carefully from all attacks on the chest. All types of irreligion spring from the back of Brahma, whereas real religion, the devotional service of the Lord, is generated from the chest, the seat of Narayana. Anything which does not lead to the devotional service of the Lord is irreligion, and anything which leads to the devotional service of the Lord is called religion.
Om Kamatimiyam Tasya Jananjana Shalaya Chakshun Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Shri Chaitanya Manogistam Stapitam Vena Bhutale Shayam Dura Vata Maitam Tati Skaram Kodika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadakamam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sajvaitam Savadutam Krishna Sitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Dhanha Krishna Dhanha Shakubhavata Sri Vajatam Namaskar He Krishna Yagurna Sindha Kina Vandho Jagatpate Gopesha Kamshana Gurangi Radhe Vrindaveshwari Vishwaru Sedevi Pranamami Hari Priye Shakura Rupyascha Kripasindho Vyae Vacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Madhasi Gopur Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
From Brahma, everything is being generated. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Amritam chayata mrityu, amritas chayata mrityu chayata, sarasas chayata. I'm Amrita, and I'm also mrityu. Amrita means nectar. Amrita means immortality, freedom from mrityu. Amrita. The amrita is achieved by religious principles. Vidyaya mrityum tirtva vidyaya mrityumashvita. Mahesha Upanishad. What is that? Vidyam Chakvinyam Chayas Tadvedo Vayam Sahai Vidyayam Rikyam Tirkvah. By cultivation of transcendental knowledge culminating in devotional service, Vidyayam Rikyam Tirkvah, one transcends darkness of ignorance and the repeated birth and death. And Vidyayana Amrita
by transcendental knowledge, one lives forever in the spiritual world. So here, the Dharma is born from the rest of the religious principles are born from the rest of Brahma. And Narayana, Yatra Narayana, Swayam, the personality of Godhead is present there. Paramam, Vishakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. The Dharma is directly manifesting from the Lord. The Dharma consists of the laws given by Narayana. The principles given by Narayana. Or where religious principles are followed, Narayana is present. Therefore, Kamsa wanted to stop all of the religious activities. This is how we'll kill Vishnu. We'll kill the cows, we'll kill the Brahmins, we'll stop all the sacrificial performances, and that way Narayana will be finished. That way, Narayana will be finished. This is the business of the demons, to try to stop religious principles. They hate it. What is that? Sthane Rishikesha Dibhat Pratyutya. Anurajyate Chakra. What is that? Jagat Parishat Janarajate Chavrachansi Pitani Dushodravanti Sare Namasanti Chasitasana. When the universal form was manifested, then all of the perfected beings, the Siddhas, and the whole world, the Siddhas were offering obeisances to the Lord, and the whole world was joyful, chanting the glories of the Lord. Sthane Nishikesha Tava Prakirtya. By your kirtan, by the glorification of your worship, the whole world becomes happy. Jagat parishyati. The whole world rejoices. Anurajyati. Everyone becomes happy. Except rakshamsi pitani shodhavati. The rakshasas are fearful and scatter here and there. Where the glorification of the Lord is present, the Lord is present. And the demons don't like it. Therefore, they want to stop the kirtan, or at least get out, go anywhere else. It's so powerful, this kirtan. We want to go anywhere else. So these two classes are present throughout the creation. Vishnu Bhakta Smita Daiva Asuras Tadvipare. The godly persons who follow religious principles, and the Asuras, the opposite, the demons who are against the devotional service of the Lord. So both sections live by the grace of the Lord and are manifested from the Lord. But here it's indicated that the godly persons are born from his chest and the ungodly from his back. The religious principles appear from his chest and death and destruction from his back. Just as there's light and shadow, there's the front side and there's the back side. So the
Adharma Prishtato Yasmad Mitru Loka Payankara. Payankara.
Causing fear for everyone. Horrible death. Payankara means creating fear. Everyone is afraid of death.
people may say, I don't care, I'm not afraid of death. But you see when they get diseased and they immediately jump on the internet and start looking for doctors and cures and hospitals and alternative medicine or mainstream medicine. But why? Because they don't want to die. They don't want to die. You're in an airplane, if there's any sign that things may not be going well, people start to perspire. And if things really go badly, people start to scream. They're afraid. Death is fear itself. Death is fear itself. That death is due to forgetfulness of Krishna. That fear is due to forgetfulness of Krishna. Payam dutiya avinideshatasya. Because of duality. When we forget Krishna, then we come in touch with this material energy, we accept the material body, and because the body and the self are different, we're subjected to these conditions, birth and death. Otherwise, na jayate mriyate va kadachi. For the soul, there's no birth, no death, no fear. Therefore, the person who identifies as spirit soul is not afraid. Prakshit Maharaj. He wasn't afraid of death. He was hearing the glories of the Lord, so there was no fear. That also. What is that? Oh, this is the second chapter. If you want to be fearless at the time of death, then you should hear and chant about Krishna. Someone remembers that verse. Yeah. Smartavyas kirtitavyas cha. But if you want to be free from fear at the time of death, then you should hear and chant and remember the personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Ishvara, the supreme controller of everything. Then there's no difficulty. Where is the fear? But for those who are non-devotees, death is the greatest fear. Even they're afraid of their own death, they're afraid of that their children may die, or the whatever. Death is very fearful. Even you capture someone, you want information from him, then the greatest threat is, tell us or we'll kill you. So everyone is afraid. The whole world is going on in fear of death. Old people, you go to old age homes and they don't want to talk about it. And it's like, it's always there and not something that we want to think about.
Elephant in the room.
Yeah, the proverbial elephant in the living room. We don't want to talk about it. Every night the ambulance is coming, and every morning someone else isn't there. But we don't dwell on it. We know, but we don't dwell on it. But we know actually that they're always in anxiety. Always an anxiety. Death may come in any moment. It's not wrong.
So, adharma,
and Mrityu are closely identified. Otherwise, one who follows the principles of karma will live forever. But those who are sworn to adharma, they're taking the way of death. They're taking it because they're identifying with this body. Their life depends on this body. Even old age is horrible. Because everything depends on this body. And in old age, the body doesn't cooperate. So then their life is frustration, and their life is horrible. And then finally death. So both things are there from Krishna. Both are representatives of Krishna. Even the adharma can't exist except relative to dharma. The dharma is absent, sanatana dharma. And adharma is the absence of dharma or transgression of dharma. So it depends on dharma. The shadow depends on dharma. But everything, even adharma, is manifest from Krishna. Vasudeva Saramati. Bhavasara Sukha. But we want to be on the dharma side. All right, so questions? Or comments? Or criticisms?
I guess we're supposed to take it literal. It was really that it was in the front and the back. I guess that seems a little bit
figurative.
Yeah.
Just like there's light and shadow. For someone to object, well, you know, why are you saying that like shadow is like insubstantial? It seems to me that shadow is a substance in itself. Why should shadow have kind of a bad rap? Why are you saying that shadow is not, what's wrong with shadow? So fine, but shadow and light are just not the same thing. And you can't like, isn't like, doesn't shadow have some light in it? No. Is everything black and white? No, everything's not black and white. But that doesn't mean there's no black and there's no white. Everything has to be gray because, well, it's not that everything's black and white, you know. And therefore nothing is black and nothing is white. That's rubbish. Some things are black, some things are white, some things are in between. So, dharma is there, adharma is there. We want to make everything a fine case. What about, you know, the argument of the beard? Well, if someone has, like, one hair on his chin, is that a beard? No. If he has 10 hairs on his chin, is that a beard? Well, no. If he has like 1,000 hairs on his head, on his chin, well, that's a beard, isn't it? Yeah, I guess so. Well, what about 500? Well, I don't know. You know, so it's like, well, it's not very clear what's a beard and what's not a beard, is it? Well, I don't know. You know, we say that everyone should have a clean shaven. Somebody tries to give that argument. Well, there's not that much difference between shaving and having a beard, right? Because, how many hairs does it take to make a beard? And, like, how many days do you have to go without shaving before you grow a beard? And so it tries to make it that there's really no difference between beard and no beard. That's the argument of beard. There's no black and white. Everything's gray. You can't tell the difference between anything and anything else. In other words, you can justify anything.
something else?
Well, is everything being created by his mind? Exactly how everything is being created is open to question. You know, how do sages come out of people's thumbs? And Rinchi came from the mind. Mangira from the mouth. Vilaha from the navel. So Marici is specifically indicated as being mind-born. The others are born from different parts of his body. Ultimately, the mind has to be involved there anyway. But Marici, it seems, came directly from the mind, and the others via tongue, navel, ears, mouth, and so on.
I thought Brahma
didn't have a body. He's got a body. Well, I don't know that his body is entirely subtle, that he has no gross body.
I thought his body was made of pure intelligence, is what I know.
And he's made of pure intelligence? I haven't heard that. Here it's indicated that he certainly does have a body, because he has four heads. Or 8 or 16 or...
He's got a chest in the back.
He's got a chest, he's got a thumb, he's got all of this stuff. So it seems that he does have a body, but it's obviously a lot more sophisticated and supple, you might say, than our bodies are. If we need a new brahmachari, we can't just like get one from our thumb. Sort of, you know, we say, well, there's kind of a shortage of men and money in ISKCON, so we're going to create some more men, from our thumbs and our minds, and maybe a few from the navel. We don't have that capability. But Brahma does. He's got an empty universe, he's got nobody in it. And he's got to get things going. And so he just manifests things and people from his own body. Well, that body is very capable, very powerful. Even in parapsychology, it seems that sometimes things are created just by mental force. It's debated sometimes, but it's sometimes at least energy is created, things, matter is moved by mental force. And sometimes it seems that things just appear by mental force. So the capability may sometimes be there, but it's primitive and usually uncontrolled. But Brahma creates perfect beings from his body. Something else?
I just remembered the episode.
Whatever you remember, remember it loud.
I just remembered the story of Lord Brahma, which is described in Bhagavatam, when he gave up his body after he committed sin by wanting to engage in sexual intercourse with his daughter.
He gave up different bodies.
Yeah, he was able to.
In the purport to that, the Prabhupada says, in other words, he changed his mind.
Yeah, that's also there. That change of body meant he changed his mentality, but whether that indicates he had no body to begin with, that's not directly stated. There's some sort of body manifest because the physical description is given of Lord Brahma. but it's certainly wonderful compared to our limited bodies, where Brahma has so much capability. It's amazingly capable. Think about what Brahma can do. Amazingly capable compared to us. Anything else?
Yeah, it said that if you want to strive for self-realization, you should always have death in the front of your mind.
Death in front of your mind.
Yeah. And if you want to enjoy the material world, you
forget
just
about death.
So how does one do that, actually?
How do you forget about death?
No, how does
one? People are pretty good at that.
Yeah. It's not very easy, but how to do
it. How do you keep death in your mind? Well, by... There are different ways, of course. One is by hearing about it. We have this philosophy we're always hearing about death because it's good for us. We should always be reminded of these things. We read in Radhanath Maharaj's book about the monastery where he was there, and the monks had some in a cave.
Oh, yeah.
Some skeletons were there, previous monks, all dressed up, and the caption was there, that as you are now, we once were. As we are now, you will be. There's a reminder for you.
It's not a tradition here.
Should it become a part of the Bhakti Center?
Yeah, in 4E, we're going to keep the former monks. And, you will preserve your bones there and dress you up after your soul is gone so that your body can still do service by reminding people of what's in store for them. There's some traditions in European Christian society. Sometimes not just European, also, they would keep a skull for meditation, just the way people keep like little knickknacks and little ducks from little pottery ducks from their trip to Mexico or something. They would keep a skull as an object of meditation. Sometimes you see a painting of some saint and he's contemplating this skull. There was some big exhibit that was going around.
Bodies.
It's still around. So anyone who wants to see some dead bodies, they're available.
It's very sober.
You lead it.
There's an artistic tradition also. Memento mori.
That's the skull.
Not just skulls, but in that tradition. There are various kinds. There are many paintings that have been done in that tradition. Sometimes they have they're like still lifes, and you'll see like jewels and gold and feathers and this and that and skulls and more skulls and so it's like, think about it, buddy. That's the message. All these paintings are done that way. You get all this stuff, but here's where it's heading. So they would remember in that way. They would have
these, you know, paintings that would remind them that, okay, you can hold this stuff, but there's the pews, the, where it goes. It's a specific genre of art.
And of course, then there's the other themes also, which I really only understood after I came to Krishna consciousness, called Death and the Maiden. It was a beautiful young girl embracing the Green Reaper. How that was so connected. This was hand in hand.
So there are
some good meditation.
Good meditation. So one can remind, Krishna says one should remind oneself. There's actually lots of reminders of death all around.
We have a
The funeral home and across from 22nd Avenue is the gravestone place. And so it's all around. If you don't want to see it, you know, you just don't see it. But if you want to see it, there's always, you know, dead animals, dead insects, ambulances going by. There's funeral homes and so many different things. The graveyards, great places to chant japa, by the way. Not at night. There are so many reminders all around. If you think about our family, my grandfather has died, and this one's died, everyone's died. So the whole world is dying. So if you don't want to think about it, you have to work hard not to think about it. Or Maya's working hard to help us not think about it. So, but if you want to see death is there in every direction. And people do want to see it. You know, it's a big draw for the newspaper. If there's no death on the front page, people are not interested. There's got to be, you know, 7 people killed here and 20 people killed there. And somehow or other, it almost, we're safer because it was them. You know, 7 people died there, 20 soldiers were killed in Afghanistan. There was a terrible accident on the BQE, but I'm safe. It's like death struck again elsewhere.
That's also the mentality soldiers have. That's why they can run into battle, even though it's the death rate is like 80%. But what keeps them going is that they feel like it won't hit me. People are dying right around me. But the psychology is that, you know, I'm immortal.
Yeah, there's this short story by Tolstoy, The Death of Ivan Ilyich, in which one man is dying. Says that I was always aware of the syllogism that Socrates is a man, all men are mortal, Socrates is a man, therefore Socrates is mortal. He said that I was always convinced that that was correct insofar as it pertains to Socrates. So we somehow or other managed to, by Maya's capability, we think that, you know, I'll go on with it. He sees, but he doesn't see. So our eyes of knowledge, we're supposed to see and actually see.